Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in for the past hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepherd. He's coming to you live from New York City. Me, I'm just minding my business. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And tonight, game 3 of the NBA Finals, it's in the book. I don't think too many of the Heat fans saw it at the end because they got up and they left. Denver leads or led tonight or won. The final score, 109-94. Nikola Jokic having a triple-double that no one has ever had in NBA Finals history. 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jamal Murray, he has a triple-double of his own. 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. They are the first pair of teammates to record a 30-point triple-double in NBA history. It doesn't matter if it's the NBA Finals. It does not matter if it is the playoffs. It doesn't matter if it's the regular season. It has never been done in NBA history. And so Game 4 will take place on Friday down in Miami, and the Heat will try to participate and not play from behind, which is something that they've done in all three games in this series. Bam Adebayo had a solid game, damn good one for Miami, 22 points, 17 rebounds, and Jimmy Butler had his best game of the series, coming through with 28 points, but it was not enough. Here's another important element. I told you about Nikola Jokic and his 21 rebounds. Well, the Denver Nuggets out-rebounded the Miami Heat in total, 58 rebounds to 33. There's something about these discrepancies here, and I know somebody's going to call me, hey, JR. Hey, JR, the fix is in. JR, the fix is in. I remember the first game of the series, the Miami Heat only took 2 free throws. And tonight, they're out-rebounded 58 to 33. Like, what world is this? These numbers are crazy. It's almost like Jokic's numbers. And Jokic spoke after the game, and this is why you probably love Jokic. He was asked about his numbers, and man, he didn't care. Listen.
When you have a line that's never been accomplished before in finals history, what do you think of that?
To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's going to even mention. I don't care. It's just a stat,
as long as we win. Well, he cared about winning, because when this game was done, the waning and final minutes of the game, I can't remember the last time I've seen Nikola Jokic actually smile and emote like that on the bench. He walked off the court going, oh yeah, I know I did this. I whooped that ass, and can't nobody tell me different. And Eric Spoelstra, here on the losing side tonight, he talked about Murray. He talked about Jokic. He said, oh yeah, these dudes are tough, man. They tough.
It's a great duo. you know, their games really complement each other. You have one guy that's, you know, really can score in a lot of different ways. Another guy who's setting great screens or handoffs. And then if the ball gets back to him, he can get a bunch of people involved.
Yep, that guy who gets a bunch of people involved, that would be Nikola Jokic. His own head coach, Mike Malone, looks at this and goes, man, I ain't surprised at Nikola Jokic no more. He's just a freak.
Nothing he does surprises me ever. This guy has shown time and time again that he's built for these moments. He thrives in these moments, the biggest stage, and he did that once again tonight.
Yeah, you would think Nikola Jokic is playing in, you know, YMCA the way he talks after the games. But he's not a champion. He's about to be a champion. He's a winner. He's a multiple-time MVP. If he wins this finals, he's going to be the MVP of the finals. Or maybe him and Murray split it. I don't know. This is amazing. He is amazing. Pretty damn good. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Robbie calling from Jacksonville. What's up, Robbie?
What's up, Jair? So I've been on hold since the homeboy was talking about his top three players. MJ and then Kobe and then LeBron. But first, your top six. D-Rose, when he was in Memphis and Calipari was the coach there, I saw them play against Tennessee in Memphis. That place was electric. I mean, him in college, he was solid choice for number one. Kawhi Leonard, I am never drafting him in fantasy basketball ever again. And one of my employees will not be very happy tomorrow just due to him being a huge Miami Heat fan. I think they're gonna turn it around. Nuggets are still gonna win. They're the better team. But okay. So the reason I really wanted to call, man.
Yes.
So I agree with that guy from a while back who, you know, MJ 1, Kobe 2, LeBron 3.
Oh my God.
Personal opinion, obviously, but MJ just, you know, obviously the GOAT, the best. Kobe, I'll always like him more than LeBron just because of leadership abilities. Not saying LeBron doesn't have them. But just, I like Kobe from that aspect better. And then, besides that, man, I just wanted to say, I listened to one of your, episodes of Agents of Inclusion. Awesome, man.
Oh, thank
you.
Keep
doing what you're doing.
Well, have you subscribed, Robbie?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, have you shared it with other people, Robbie?
Of course, man. Come on, we listen to it at my studio at work.
Oh, well, great. Well, make sure they subscribe too. The more the merrier.
Yes, sir, of course.
Well,
I appreciate
you
taking my call, JR.
No doubt about it. All the best. Thank you, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. And thank you to everybody who's checked out Agents of Inclusion. Now, that Kobe Bryant thing, man, number two basketball player in NBA history, I don't know about that, man. He tried his best to be Jordan. He did a good job. He couldn't be him, but let's slow our roll a little bit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, we heard from Nikola Jokic. He didn't care about his stats and his numbers. And Jamal Murray, he spoke to the media. He says, I knew I needed to get my stats and my numbers up. Yep.
I felt like I didn't bring the intensity that the moment called for, and even though I didn't play terrible, I feel like I could have done a lot more. And you know, most people that have watched the Nuggets play, you know, when I have a game like that, you know, I'm most likely going to bounce back.
Yeah, well, he bounced back from 18 points to 34 points in between him and Jokic. First duo in NBA history with a 30-point triple-double in the same damn game. This was a two-man game, a two-man show. The next largest, highest scorer would be Christian Brown. What? Off the bench, he had 15 points. He had a big old dunk, a steal, and a huge dunk. Gordon had 11. Michael Porter Jr. had a crap game. He only had 2. Yeah, you had Christian Brown coming off the bench, the rookie, just saying, hey, I got 15 for you in the face. This is Christian Brown. Giving a whole lot of love to Murray and Jokic, who are carrying his ass to a championship.
It's what they do every game. They make the right play. They didn't try to force anything. And, you know, that's what we expect from them, and they make everything easier on us. So that's what they do every game, and they make the right plays, and they didn't force anything.
Okay, all right. He talks just as fast as he plays. Aggressive. 855-212-4CBS. Barry, caller from Boston.
Hey, how are you, JR?
Amazing.
So before I talk about, you know, players that got hurt a lot, the NBA, I really love Denver. And although I'm rooting for Miami, I really love Denver and how modest all the players are, because right. there's so many arrogant players in the NBA, and it's great to hear what Denver players have to say.
Wait, hold on. You're in Boston rooting for Miami. Are you a Celtics fan?
Well, of course I'm a Celtics fan. I mean, the Celtics are playing golf.
Yeah, but why would you root for the team that eliminated your squad?
Because they're the underdog.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right, I don't get it. I mean, if a team beats right. my team, I'm hoping that team just gets abused, man.
I would love to see Miami hockey and Miami basketball win the championship.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with Boston.
Okay.
So anyway,
right, what else you got? You got another point.
The most hurt players. I know you only want one, so I'm going to give you. And I have two, but I'm going to give you one.
Please.
Herschel Walker Bo Jackson is his name.
Wait, what? Did you just come? Oh, here we go. What's the middle name?
Herschel Walker Bo Jackson. Two of the greatest athletes in the world, and you're talking to a guy in New England who loves Herschel Walker as my favorite football player in the world, because even though I live in New England, I'm a Cowboys fan. 100% Dallas Cowboys. And you can explain to everybody why Herschel Walker was the greatest Cowboys trade in the world, because we got everything in the kitchen sink for Herschel Walker.
I got a better question. Where's Herschel Walker right now? What happened to him since he didn't fare all that high in the election? Where's he at?
He's doing push-ups, I think.
Probably. He may be doing some other things, pushing up on something else if you listen to the campaign trail. Hey, Barry, thank you for calling from Boston.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you next Wednesday.
No doubt about it. Hey, Shep, you know, since Herschel Walker lost that election, he just fell off the face of the earth, right?
I don't think a lot of people are complaining or bemoaning that at this point, JR.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, man. Well, some staunch Republicans maybe. That's about it.
Oh, my God. Herschel Walker. Oh, how painful that was. Oh, my God. There'll be some more pain. It may not come from Herschel Walker, but we still got plenty of painful people. But, I mean, damn, he was. Sheesh. I don't know what he's doing. I'm glad. And never mind. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about Aaron Gordon, and he's contributing. Remember when Aaron Gordon was the dude taking all the shots on the Magic, and now he just fits in? Like, nobody will talk about Aaron Gordon. He had a double-double tonight, a simple one. An efficient game, too. 11 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Not a bad game, but he knows, like everybody else, this was all about Jokic and Murray.
It's greatness, man. It's greatness. You know, it's a dynamic duo right there. Like CB said, they make the right play. They do what the game is asking for them. They take what the game is giving them. And, you know, that's the type of game that we kind of expect from them.
Dynamic duo, Jokic and Murray. Like peanut butter and jelly. Like Batman and Robin. Shep, Nate, what's some other good duos? What else am I missing?
It's Superman and Lois Lane.
That's a duo?
And if you ask Romeo and Juliet?
Well, I feel like Superman is carrying that one, you know. what is she doing besides falling out of buildings all the time?
Well, she's a good reporter.
Is she? Lois Lane is a good reporter?
Yeah, I would say so.
Isn't she the one always getting yelled at by, no, I'm mixing up her and Peter Parker with Jay, what's that guy's
name? Mary Jane Watson and Spider-Man.
No, the newspaper guy from Spider-Man, J.
Peterman.
No, J. Jonah Jameson.
That's not bad. Way to pull that one out.
Yeah, Jay. Is that his name? Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure. Commissioner. You mean you can use the same movie, same plot? Commissioner Gordon and Batman. They make a good team. He never gets talked about.
No, that's terrible.
No,
man.
Because you needed someone to kind of take on the press. You needed someone to be the conduit for what Batman was trying to do. And you know, Robin wasn't getting out in front of the microphone. So
no, dynamic duo. You just said Batman and Commissioner Gordon. No.
Yeah.
No, it's Batman and Robin.
Why does Alfred and especially Robin, they get all the love, yet Commissioner Gordon takes bullets for Batman and never gets talked about in the same regard that Robin and Alfred does.
Commissioner Gordon's riding Batman's coattails forever.
No, he's not. He's the figurehead. He's the one that's going to take the darts from the press.
Nobody has ever looked at Batman and gone, oh, Batman and Commissioner Gordon. It's Batman and Robin.
You know what? There were also 40 general managers that, you know, picked ahead of Nikola Jokic in 2014, and look what happened there. So I don't always rely on the masses for their opinions.
Come on, man. That's like me saying peanut butter and jelly is a good duo, a good combo, and you going, nah, man, it's the peanut butter and bread. Come on. You can't. Commissioner Gordon?
Speaking of bread, bread and olive oil. That's a good duo.
Who?
Bread and olive oil, you know, when you sit down at restaurants.
Oh, an Italian meal?
Yes, that's a good duo.
I thought you said olive oil. I'm thinking about Popeye.
I know. As soon as I said that, I was like, if we want to reference this to, like, Marvel or / you know, Heroes. And
did you said bread and olive oil? Come on, man.
Well, I'm trying
to. A dynamic duo. Yeah, it is. I mean.
I'm trying to think of, like, okay, if we want to go old school, and your audience would appreciate this, like Laverne and Shirley. They never get, RIP to, you know, Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall. They were a great dynamic duo in terms of what they represented for females in American television history. Like, they were great.
Bob Barker and.
And the Wheel?
I was going to say Bob Barker and them pets that he always advocated for. He's 99. I realize he's still alive. He's 99.
Pat Sajak and Vanna White, if we want to go there.
Oh, they're still on TV.
They are.
Look, they have unfortunately, they've outlived everybody, right? Alex Trebek is gone.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And who'd I just say?
Bob Barker is still here, though.
Yeah. Bob Barker is 99 years old. Jerry Springer is gone.
Right.
Where's Maury? Does Maury still come on TV?
He's still
TV?
No, that's gone. I you know, you could say
garbage.
I'm trying to think. Like Nate Burleson and Gail King? That's a good duo, right?
No.
No? They do a really good job on CBS Mornings.
No.
Right.
I'm not watching them, no. No.
Chris Berman and Tom Jackson had a good run.
Back.
Yeah, they had as a dynamic duo in sports. I mean, I guess maybe you could say at one point. Sorry to go here. Shannon and Skip.
The dynamic duo. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's so much so that Shannon said, "I ain't doing this crap no more."
All right.
Well, you know what? I think we got a lot of years in front of us of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray being a dynamic duo. So, all the best to them. We got game 4 of the NBA Finals. It goes down on Friday night in Miami. Denver trying to go up 3-1, and they will try to then close the series out on Monday. And no, I'm not hitting the fast-forward button. The Miami Heat can certainly tie this one up and make it interesting. But if you take a look at the first 3 games, Miami has been playing from behind just almost all the time. They've been playing catch-up. They were able to catch up mightily in game 2, I don't think that's going to net you a championship. Sorry. It's not a great combo. Not a great duo. I don't know if that fits there, but you get what I'm saying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You want to know about another dynamic duo? It's not Liv in the PGA. I know that much. We'll hear from Rory McIlroy. It's not Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns don't want Chris Paul anymore, I will explain. But a good dynamic duo? It could be Messi. Lionel Messi, to be exact. And Miami, one of the world's greatest soccer players of all time, is going to Miami. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. We'll talk about it on the other side, plus your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. If you got Twitter, I'll see you. Let me see who's on Twitter. I don't know. Robust the Hobbyist. Okay, I don't know who that guy is. Hey, what's up? Shout outs to Will McDaniel. There's a lot of people who check out the show. Oh, man, I got so many folks. I need to, man, my brain. Hey, shout outs to Derek Danziger out in San Diego. I appreciate you, Dan. I need to give you a holler, make some things happen. Anyway, we're talking about dynamic duos. We know Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they combined tonight for the first 30-point triple-double in NBA history. It doesn't matter, regular season, postseason, etc. And earlier on Wednesday, we got word that Lionel Messi, one of the greatest soccer players ever, out of Argentina, played for Barcelona, just finished up a stint at PSG, which the fans hated him there. He is now looking to make himself and the city of Miami and Inter Miami a dynamic duo. Messi said, I ain't going to Saudi Arabia. I'm not going back to Barcelona. Probably can't afford me. I'm going to Miami. I got a house there. You know, it's this the summer all year long. Why not? Of course. Lionel Messi made the announcement. And if your Spanish sucks, you're going to get a lesson today. This is Lionel Messi telling everybody, yeah, I'm going to Miami. Listen.
Tomé la decisión de que voy a ir a Miami. Todavía no tengo cerrado 100%, nos faltan algunas cosas, pero bueno, decidimos continuar el camino ahí.
He sounds real excited, doesn't he, right? Thanks to one of our callers, he told us all that, yeah, I'm going to Miami. It's not about the money. I didn't sign on the dotted line yet, but we're going to make it happen. Thank you, Lionel Messi. Somebody else excited that Lionel Messi is going to be in Miami is Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, I guess he knows a little bit of Spanish. Not too much. Listen.
Hey, what's up? This is Tyreek Hill. I just want to say welcome to the 305 Lionel Messi. Now we got two number 10s, but I just want to know which one is the fastest. But anyways, congrats to you, man. And shout out. And que lo que, papi. Welcome to Miami 305.
Yeah, Messi, I don't even know if he knows who Tyreek Hill is. You'll meet him at some point, I guess. And I'll tell you this. If you want to know the effect that Messi has just by showing up, there were tickets to a game on July 21st. Inter Miami. 2 days ago, the tickets were $29. After Messi made his announcement, the tickets went up to $477. Listen to this. $29, $477. And if you're not familiar, Inter Miami is basically a new squad. It's been around since 2018. And David Beckham is a part owner and president. And you can bet your ass if Messi, who he doesn't need money. Let's put it that way. And maybe he didn't want money, any more money from Saudi Arabia. He was an ambassador. He wanted to have a little bit more skin in the game wherever he would go next or into the future. He's only 35. Is he completely washed up? Hell no. And he's going to bring a different dynamic. I'll put it to you this way. I'm going to watch, if I can, I'm going to watch as many Messi games in MLS as possible. And there are going to be a whole lot of other people who do so. And so let's see if it can stop being a graveyard for the Premier League or any of these other leagues, Bundesliga, etc. And let's see, if it can get a little bit of legs. Is it all of a sudden going to jump into being a top two or three league, soccer league, football league on earth? Hell no. But Messi is going to bring attention. And I hope he can bring a whole lot more than that. And good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. And speaking of a dynamic duo, in a few minutes, we'll hear from Rory McIlroy. He does not believe LIV Golf in the PGA is a dynamic duo. He's kind of ticked off at his own commissioner. And then we'll hear from Chris Paul, who is no longer wanted by the Phoenix Suns. What a shock, right? Not really. Ryan is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Always good to talk to you. I wanted to talk about the finals game tonight, just the series in general. Like, I agree with you. I think Denver's winning it. Like, I have Denver in six, actually. I think Miami will get maybe one more, but I have Denver in six. It'd be nice if the championship does go to seven. But something I wanted to comment on also was after Denver looked good in game one, then when they lost game two, there was all these rumblings the last several days about is this bad for Denver or is Denver in trouble and all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, you know, it was one game, and they came out today and showed us how good they are. They've been the number one seed in the West since October. Like I wish people just wouldn't, after one game, just jump to these conclusions like is a team in trouble. I'm not the biggest Mike Malone fan. I think he's a little bit of a whiner, but he is a really good coach, and he had them ready. And just,
okay,
we can't judge a team from one game.
All right. No, I agree with you. Well, I mean, idiots need something to talk about, Ryan. That's just the nature of the business. Thank you for calling from Charlotte. Mark is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, brother. Hey, I've got to tell you, real quick, dynamic duo, the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Oh, wow. My God.
Hey, yeah, bud. Yeah. Yeah. But I just wanted to say this. I've been a Denver Nuggets, Denver Rockets, ABA days fan for 55 years. And I got to tell you, we've been waiting a long time in the Mile High City. And the championship's coming to the Mile High City in five games. The Heat, they've got some talent. God bless them, but the Nuggets are going to be too much for them to handle. Once Michael Porter Jr. gets fired up, it's going to be lights out, brother.
Well, so you think five. So that means they win Friday, they win on Monday. So when is the parade? What would it be, Wednesday?
Well, it'll probably be about Wednesday, and yours truly will be there. I went for both of the parades for the Denver Broncos and Super Bowl 32. Went to Super Bowl 33 in Miami, actually, under the full moon, and watched John Elway's last game. Took my grandmother and my daddy and my wife. That was a blast. But I got to tell you, the dynamic duo of the Denver Nuggets with Murray and the Joker, it's going to be a long time. They're going to keep repeating. I look for them to repeat.
Okay.
I really do.
Forget all of that. Forget all of that. When is Russell Wilson going to get a parade?
You know, here's the deal. We've got a coach now back in Denver. And the bottom line is we've got the defense already built for a championship once again. They've got some talent. They've got talent on the offensive side. If they can just stay healthy with that offensive line,
okay.
So
they've
got to plug in a few
Russell
guys,
Wilson,
and Russell will get his – he'll get his parade, brother. He'll get his parade. I don't quite honestly look for it next season, but I think about two seasons in with Sean Payton, he'll get the ship right and get the trophy back in the case for the – we got to overcome the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean,
we know the Chiefs are great. We know they're Super Bowl champs. We know. How about you guys win some games first and then worry about the Chiefs later? Even though
there
I fast-forwarded to the parade. Hey, appreciate
right
you, Mark.
On.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, JR, and go Nuggets. Bye.
No doubt. I think you're in good company there. He's like, yeah, Russell Wilson will get his parade, but we got to get past the Chiefs. I'm like, please, don't break down the Chiefs, man. We know. We know. Alex is calling from New York City. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alex?
Yo, what's up, JR? You were just talking about Messi, and I don't know if you get many soccer calls, but I mean, he's like the biggest superstar in the world. I mean, he started out, the Inter Miami Instagram started at 1.2 million followers. Now it's at above 4 million. And then
PSG lost a mil.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were right that, I mean, like, he's not really in his prime anymore. And honestly, ever since they won the World Cup, like Argentina won the World Cup, he's sort of just kind of not cared. Just because, like, I feel like he just completed the sport. He just
I mean,
he's the greatest of all time.
PSG wasn't necessarily going to hold on to all three stars. They were a disappointment. Everybody's coming off of a lull. You have Mbappe, who was on the losing side. It was starting to get funky out at PSG. Barcelona was priced out. It's but now he's in Miami. And are you going to go see him at Red Bull Arena?
Yeah, I think the date's like August 26th, I believe.
It is the 26th.
So I'm definitely going to go because I have seen Ronaldo before, but I haven't seen Messi before, and I definitely want to tick that off my bucket list. But at PSG, right. I mean, like they just like throw money at other players and just doesn't work all the time.
Well, listen, man, go get them tickets soon because I'm sure every Miami game going to be sold out all over the country. Good luck to you, okay?
All right, peace.
All right, thank you, Alex, for calling from New York City. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. See, Jokic and Murray, dynamic duo. Messi and Miami, dynamic duo. That could be a dynamic duo for other reasons, Messi and Miami. But anyway, I'm going to tell you about a duo that is not that dynamic. LIV Golf in the PGA Tour. Rory McIlroy spoke. He said he's a sacrificial lamb. Yeah, there's nothing dynamic about that pairing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my daughter listens to you every night. She's got her radio next to the bed.
I don't get to listen to you often, but I'll tell you what, when I hear it, you're a gentleman. You never cut anyone off. You never back down. You're an excellent sports jock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Tonight is all about dynamic duos. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray lighting it up, a winning game three of the NBA Finals. Oh, man. 2-1 lead. They up on the Miami Heat right now. We talked about Lionel Messi, a dynamic duo. He's joining Inter Miami of the MLS. That is a major deal. And then we have dynamic. Well, this ain't dynamic duos. They're falling apart. Well, maybe so. Hey, look, Chris Paul. It's been reported he has been waived or will be waived by the Phoenix Suns. It's not done. Chris Paul is like, well, if I take a pay cut, can I still stay? Can I still resign? And if you aren't going to, you know, bring me back on a reduced salary, can you trade me? Can I go elsewhere? And so as the world turns when it comes down to Chris Paul, not necessarily in the immediate plans to return with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, but don't close the door on things so far. They want Chris Paul to run up and down the court. It's not what he is anymore. He's going to dribble and set everybody up, but do you really need that when you have Booker and Kevin Durant? And so we'll see what happens with Chris Paul. He could be absolutely done in Phoenix. No shock, no surprise there. Last night, we all know we talked about LIV Golf and combining, merging with the PGA Tour. And we heard from Jay Monahan, the commissioner. We saw I can call them snarky comments from some of the LIV golfers, kind of like, oh, man, it's an absolutely beautiful day, like they have been vindicated, which showed you how petty a lot of these grown-ass men can be. Like, come on now. Like, yeah, like, how you just let me watch my language before I get in trouble. Anyway, Rory McIlroy, someone who has been against LIV Golf from the get-go, he spoke to the media today, and he was not a fan at all about what has taken place. A matter of fact, Rory McIlroy said, man, throughout this situation, as much as I stuck my neck out for the PGA, and now we're merging with the enemy, I said, like, I feel like a sacrificial lamb. Listen to Rory McIlroy.
It's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. Again, I see how this is better for the game of golf. There's no denying that. But for me as an individual, there's just going to have to be conversations that are had.
Yeah, it doesn't stop there. He understands fans that are upset and says, listen, I still hate LIV Golf.
But it's not LIV. I think that's the thing. I still hate LIV. Like, I hate LIV. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from LIV. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for, and I think it will continue to do that. So, look, going forward, I hope that there's, you know, there may be a team element, and you're going to see maybe me, maybe whoever else play in some sort of team golf, but I don't think it'll look anything like LIV has looked, and I think that's a good thing.
All right, so he still hates it. He thinks LIV may disappear off the face of the earth. We have no idea. Nobody has any answers yet. Nobody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, here's some news as well. DeAndre Hopkins visited the Tennessee Titans. How the hell is Tannehill even going to get him the ball? Tannehill's going to throw the ball to the opposition before it even ends up in the hands of DeAndre Hopkins. Hey, Rick, he's calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rick?
Big up yourself, JR. Big up, Shep.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Not much, bro. I just wanted to talk about your top six list, which is awesome as usual. And I can't believe I forgot Kawhi Leonard. I guess because every time he plays, he's still a star. So I didn't think of him as injury.
When he plays.
But when he plays, he's like lights out. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, he doesn't play injured.
Yeah.
But I did want to say big up Brendan Roy. I thought he should have been like Mr. No Cartilage. Yes, I get it. But he should have been a super duper star. Rookie of the year, everything. He was fantastic.
He was, man. He was another big point guard. Also, you know, maybe a little bit small on the shooting guard side. I think he must have clocked in at maybe about 6'4", 6'5", playing point guard.
Yes, sir.
He was amazing, man. And to see him with the Blazers, I would have thought he would have been that first dude paired up with LaMarcus Aldridge, and then it bridged over into Damian Lillard, and now here we are with the Trail Blazers. You know, it's like Damian Lillard wants them to trade their first-round pick to get him some help. The Blazers can never get out of their own way. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true. And I want to say, as for a duo, I always say you two are the best duo. For all that you guys do, you and Shep make a great duo.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Hey, thank you, Rick.
All right, brother. Take care.
No doubt. Blessings. Chris is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris? What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy, I was going to tell you, we're getting a little bit of that, whatever you want to call it, out in the clouds here in Detroit, too. So
what, I know, well, that y'all in the Midwest, did you see the sun today?
No sun. I was up in the UP in Michigan the other day, and it was the same way there. So it's only going to get worse by Friday, they're calling. It's going to be kind of dangerous to go out there. They're claiming.
Oh, my God. Yeah, be safe out there, okay? Be safe. What's up?
I was gonna say one guy that had an injury, but kind of ended his career, but was probably could have been one of the greatest athletes in football was Billy Sims,
the running back from up in from up your way, right?
Yeah, Billy Sims. He was a great one. And then I got a couple of dynamic duels. I got I think the greatest one of all time in the NBA was Magic and Jabbar in Jabbar's prime there when he was playing with Magic, and then also. This one you can't beat, Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Oh, give me a laugh.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
You're not – imitate the laugh. Give me a laugh. Come on, do it. Try. Okay, all right. Okay. That'll count for something. Hey, thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, man.
Take care.
All right, no doubt about it. Yeah, like you got to hit me with the laugh. Them two laughing was – you're right. That was iconic. And what he was referencing were the, if you're not in the Midwest or the Northeast, and maybe you've heard it, man, the skies were, it looked like Mars in New York City today. It looked like Mars. Like the wildfires taking place in Canada, the smoke has come south, and the Yankees game was postponed. The Phillies game was postponed. There were some WNBA games that were postponed. I mean, the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, had a press conference, and I don't know if he's been, like, if he's been asleep for 5 days, but his press conference, he was just like, yeah, I didn't know what happened when I woke up. Listen to this guy.
Went outdoors and basically said, you know, what the hell is this? You know, it was clear there was something different that was happening in the city.
Yeah, always good when the mayor of one of the biggest cities on planet Earth wakes up and goes, hey, what the hell is going on? I don't know. This sky's red. Yeah, so much love to everybody. We had a caller from Rochester. I said, hey, man, you sound congested right now. And he said, yeah, JR, it sucks out here. The air's terrible. I read a note that if you were breathing the air for 24 hours in New York City, then you basically smoked the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes. And so much love to everybody who is dealing with the smoke and the fires to any degree, whether you happen to be in Canada, the Midwest, the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, where it's come down just a little bit. You know, y'all be safe, y'all be cool, and y'all be well. And don't play around. Stay your ass inside unless you have to go out. I feel like Smokey the Bear telling people to prevent forest fires. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to you, yeah, you, for listening. There is no show without you. You can find me, you can talk to me at JR Sport Brief everywhere, but don't move here. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you, Chef.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.